Thank you. The work has been carried out, and good morning. The work has been carried out in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the University of Patras in Greece by Eleftheria Giogardi, Professor John Mourgopoulos, and myself. And the work is on the binaural extension of single channel spectral subtraction reverberation algorithms. The reverberation has been a challenging research issue for at least four decades. And now the reverberation techniques are applied either as standalone processes in order to enhance the reverberant signal's quality or even increase the reverberant speed's intelligibility, or as pre-processing steps before other several signal processing algorithms and applications in order to increase their performance. When one is developing binaural reverberation algorithms, it should also take into account some constraints that are imposed from the binaural aspects of the auditory system. So, as we all know, when a sound arrives in the left and right channel ear of the listener, it arrives with a relative delay and a relative level difference. And these so-called binaural cues are important for the localization of sound in the sound space. And they should definitely be preserved from the binaural signal processing in general, or more specifically from the binaural reverberation algorithms. On the other hand, binaural reverberation has very appealing applications. It can be applied in hearing aids, in binaural telephony, in hands-free devices, in immersive audio telecommunications. So, recently we have proposed in our lab some single-channel reverberation algorithms. We have proposed a framework for improving single-channel existing spectral subtraction reverberation algorithms. We have also presented a novel method of high computational complexity that gives perceptually good results, which is based on perceptual reverberation modeling. And also a fast semi-blind reverberation method, which is based on a hand clap recording, which targets speech applications. So the straightforward step for us was to extend such a technique in the binaural context. And the most obvious thing to do was to extend the spectral subtraction reverberation, which is techniques of low computational complexity when compared to sophisticated auditory modeling approaches. So the specific aims of this work is to propose a simple framework for the extension of single-channel spectral subtraction reverberation algorithms, to introduce an efficient way to prevent overestimation errors, and also to evaluate the proposed framework in several state-of-the-art spectral subtraction reverberation techniques. Spectral subtraction was originally proposed for denoising applications, but recently it has been applied for the suppression of late reverberation. We all know in room acoustics that after the direct sound, the early reflections arrive. These are discrete echoes that come from the closed surfaces and produce spectral degradation that is perceived as coloration, while in the diffuse field, the late reverberation arrives, which has decaying noise-like characteristics and is perceived as the well-known signal reverberant tails. So in the late reverberation suppression context, spectral subtraction gives the anechoic estimation by simply subtracting from the reverberant signal an estimation of late reverberation. And most late reverberation suppression methods that work in this way have to estimate exactly this late reverberation spectrum or power spectrum depending on the method. Let's look at some state-of-the-art methods. The methods proposed by Wu and Wang and Furugi and Kataoka, from now on I will refer to them as WW and FK, are taking some assumptions on the reverberant signal statistics, while the well-known reverberation technique from Lebar-Boucher and Denbigh, from now on I will refer to this as LB, is making some assumption on reverberation characteristics. Keep in mind that we can easily express the subtraction principle as a gain multiplication in the frequency domain by deriving the appropriate gain. So the Straightforward approach would be to implement separately in the binaural context, independently, the late reverberation suppressor technique for the left and the right channel. But it has been proved that bilateral signal processing will destroy these binaural cues, and it will make the localization in the produced signal be distorted. So in the bibliographer, the Aachen team has proposed spectral subtraction extension, which is based on the delay in some beamformer. By beamforming, by actually adding the left and the right ear channels and synchronizing them, it produces a reference signal. It then makes the late reverberation estimation on this signal, and then it applies spectral subtraction independently in the left and the right ear. And so the binaural cues are preserved. In this work, we make an extra assumption that the relative delay between the two ears actually depends on the width of the human head, and it can be assumed that it will be smaller than the typical analysis windows. So for this work, we omit the delay in some beamformer stage, and we propose a binaural extension, which is based on a single channel spectral subtraction reverberation based on bilateral gain adaptation. To see the signal flow of the proposed approach, separately from the left and the right reverberant frames, we derived two different estimations, and in order to derive the bilateral gains. Then these gains are combined with a chosen gain adaptation scheme in order to give us the binaural gain. Then a gain magnitude regularization scheme that prevents from overestimation errors that we introduce here is applied in order to give us a constrained binaural gain, which is separately, independently applied on the left and the right frame. The gain adaptation, for the gain adaptation in this work, we've chosen the obvious strategies. By taking the max gain in its frequency bin, we achieved moderate suppression and fewer processing artifacts. By taking the average gain, we did a compromise between the reverberation reduction and the processing artifacts, while the minimum gain gives significant suppression, but it can easily introduce artifacts. So the selection of the gain adaptation scheme was made according to the application scenario. In order, these blind methods are usually introducing signal artifacts, and in order to prevent from such overestimation artifacts, we have proposed here, we introduce here again magnitude regularization step, which is implemented in a low signal to reverberation ratio detector. The assumption here is that musical noise or other overestimation artifacts are more probable to be present in low signal to reverberation ratio frames. And this gain magnitude regularization scheme depends on a regularization application threshold theta and on a regularization ratio R. These are user-defined parameters that can be adjusted in order to control the suppression rate. So this step, while properly adjusting these parameters, can compensate for overestimation error and prevent musical noise. To further explain the use of these parameters, these are typical spectral gain functions. And now, by keeping theta to 0.2 and R equal 2, R equal 4 and R equal 8, we can see how the gain functions change. And by keeping theta R constant, we can change theta to 0.4 and 0.6. So from here, we can see that theta can be used for the broad control of the suppression range, while the parameter R can be used for fine-tuning the method. Let's present some results. These results are made with measured impulse responses. These specific impulse responses are given from the Aachen database, the AIR database, in a stairway hole with a reverberation time of 0.7 approximately. In order to evaluate the results, we used two metrics, the signal to reverberation ratio difference when compared to the reverberant signal. So positive differences denote better, more significant reduction. And also a metric, the PSQ difference when comparing to the reverberant signal, which relates more to the perceptual quality of the final results. We implemented the three binaural gain adaptation strategies, as well as a delay and some beamformer, in three state-of-the-art spectral subtraction reverberation algorithms, the LB, WW, and FK. And as we can see, all of them significantly reduce reverberation. As we expected, the mean gain adaptation seam reduces more reverberation, while the max gain less. And when seeing the PSQ difference, which makes more sense in, from a perceptual point of view, we can see that the WW method with the minimum gain technique gives slightly better results. These results are taken in a cafeteria from the Oldenburg database. This cafeteria has a higher reverberation time, 1.3 seconds. And as we can see, the reverberation reduction here is smaller. It seems that such techniques in such reverberant conditions can enhance the final signals, but on the other hand, the enhancement is less than the previous case. Again, the WW technique achieved better results in terms of SRR and PESC, and the best results were observed for the average gain adaptation scheme. So in order to present some further evaluation, we conducted a subjective evaluation test. This test was based on the ITUP 835 recommendation. 17 test subjects participated in the test. We made pilot tests in order to get to test the, to choose the best adaptation seem for the its technique. So for the LB and WW technique, the average gain adaptation was chosen, while for the FK and minimum the M minimum gain technique was chosen. And the test subjects were asked to rate the speech naturalness, the reverberation intrusiveness, and the overall quality of the speech signals in a Mohs scale from 0 to 5. So from these results, we can see that the test subjects rated the dereverberated signals as less natural in all cases. However, we notice a significant reverberation reduction, and also at least the LB and WW techniques preserve the signal quality, the overall signal quality. Unfortunately, we need headphones in order to hear some demos, but if anyone is interested, the demos are available in the website of our group. The website is also in the paper, written in the paper. So to sum up, we have introduced a framework for binaural spectral subtraction dereverberation, which is based on bilateral gain adaptation. The gain magnitude regularization scheme that we introduced can reduce the overestimation error and produce some preserve from some degradations, processing degradations. The selection of the adaptation scheme and the GMR parameters can be made according to the application scenario. And the results show significant reverberation reduction, while the overall speech quality and the binaural cues can be preserved. However, we noticed some loss of speech naturalness. So for us, this indicates the need for native binaural models that take into account the binaural properties of the auditory system. And this is on what we are working right now. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have time for a few questions. If you have questions, can you just use the microphone over there? Any questions from the audience? No. Any questions? Okay, maybe I'll just start. Okay, how do you comment on the accuracy of this binaural queues preservation?
This is a big problem because actually a perceptual test that can exactly predict on this needs really controlled environment, and so it was really difficult to do such tests. Actually, I think that I'm not aware of any test for de-reverberation in bibliography that can exactly predict this binaural cues preservation. This is for further investigation.
So you have not done any subjective tests on this?
On this, no.
No, okay. Any questions? We are still early. Another question is, how do you determine these parameters in your GMR algorithms?
These parameters actually depend on the frame length and on the reverberation time, on how distorted is the original signal. We give some range for the parameters in the paper. So actually, there are different frequency ranges for each sampling frequency and each frame length that the user can adjust in order to take the optimum results.
So for your experiment or for simulations are arbitrary?
These are we made pilot tests to tune the parameters for these rooms.
For different environments?
Yes. Okay.
Any questions? So if not, let us thank the speakers again.
Thanks.